Hello, welcome back to my podcast. This is the Nurse Choma podcast, where we talk about achieving your best self, whether it's through relationships, career, your health, spiritual. And so today we're going to be talking about two things that is literally killing your confidence every single day. So let's get right into it. So let's talk about what are the two things. Now, definitely this is my opinion, but this is what I've noticed in my own life and in my own walk. The first thing that's definitely killing your confidence every day is not being the first one to talk to yourself before everybody else does. Let me talk about what I mean by this. Some people may call it a morning routine. Some people may call it self-affirmations, whatever you want to call it, honestly. And the point of this is that you spend time, ideally in the morning, before the day comes to you, and you dedicate time towards building yourself up first. And this can look like literally, saying declarations, prayer, meditation, affirmations, and you're saying all these things because it helps you to combat your day. It helps you to handle whatever comes your way that day, as well as also how to handle it in the right way. And a lot of, it's really, I receive this really common, especially like on YouTube, and how, it talks about the millionaire morning routine and et cetera. And I know that everybody is different. So some people don't may not necessarily even believe in having a morning routine, and they already are successful. But then you have to also know who you are, and maybe you've gone through some type of trauma in your life, you've gone through some type of heartbreak, issues, challenge in your life, and so you do need to talk to yourself in the morning, before you start your day. So that way you don't see things in a negative light as the day comes about. So let me give you an example of this, right? Let's say you, because of your past or even your current, but because of things that you've gone through, you have some level of trust issues, and so you are aware of the trust issues, but you're not intentionally doing anything about it. You're not being intentional with working on the trust issues. You're just you're, you know you have them, but that's pretty much where you're at right now. And you start off, and so like you don't do you don't dedicate that time to talking to yourself. And then let's say as the day goes by, let's say for example, you go to the grocery store or something, and then you're in line. And maybe somebody wants to do something nice for you just because, but because you have trust issues, you don't believe that they want to, help you, or you don't think that they have good intentions. You just make that assumption, and so you miss an opportunity, or you miss a potential new friendship, or you miss maybe even want to pay your groceries for you or something, right? And or maybe another example could be, especially for those, in your business. And so you have trust issues, and so you go to a networking event, but you're not intentional about your trust issues as far as working through them. And so when you get to the networking event, like you're there, you're mingling, you're talking to people, but and then you meet somebody and you feel like, you know what, I think there's a connection here. Not like a romantic connection, but you feel as if there is a real opportunity that could take your business to another level. And so what do, though? You don't give them your business card, or you don't give them your real number, or you don't. There's certain things that you just don't do because you have trust issues. And so you pull a wall up, whether you realize it or not, and you shut down a $1 million opportunity, versus let's say, you do are intentional about your trust issues. And so you wake up in the morning and you begin to say things to yourself like, you know, my past is not my future. right? I'm always meeting the right type of people. I'm always coming to the right connections every single day. Things are constantly working out for me. I know that God has the best for me. I have the discernment, the wisdom to be able to recognize something that's bad and something that's good, right? And so you're saying these things every single day. And so then now when your day goes about, you have better assumptions, you know? And so now when you go to the grocery store, like, hey, if somebody points something down at somewhere, and so because you are working through your trust issues, because you talked to yourself first that day, you responded to what they said, responded to what they're pointing at, and you realize, oh, my your coat was hanging on it or something, and like otherwise you would have ignored it. Or you went to that networking event, and because you have been telling yourself every single day that the right connections are coming in front of you. You did give them your number. You did give them your direct contact information. You did follow up with them, right? Or maybe when you're driving to work that morning, and so you're driving to work that morning, and you know what? Somebody cuts you off, right? Somebody cuts you off out of nowhere. But instead of you getting upset and angry and et cetera, right? But because you were intentional that morning and you told yourself the right things that morning, instead of you getting upset and yelling at that person and saying like, oh, they're terrible, blah, blah, you told yourself, you know what, they're probably having a bad day, they're probably in a rush, they're probably going through something right now where they need to get to where they need to get to earlier. See that? So you see, so because of that, your mindset, you had a different mindset shift as your day carried on, as different things happened to you. Instead, you didn't even see yourself see it as if things were happening to you. Instead, you viewed it as just events going on through the day. And because of how you talked to yourself in the beginning of the day, you responded differently. And so that's the significance. There's a book called Breaking the Habit of Yourself. I forgot who the author is by, but it talks about these things, and it talks about, working through your limiting beliefs and et cetera. And so when you begin to do things like this, it can have really astronomical effects in your life. So that's the first thing, is that you gotta talk to yourself first before everybody else does, before life events do, so that way you can respond correctly and make better decisions throughout the day. The second thing, that's probably killing your confidence every single day, and this is for a lot of us, is spending too much time on social media and and not honestly setting limits or boundaries when it comes to social media. So there's certain things like, there's certain things that I see on social media that may make me feel bad about myself. That may make me feel some type of way, especially if I'm in a season where I'm trying to achieve something, and then I see somebody and it looks like they achieved it overnight, And so then then I start going to comparison mode. And so this is one of the things, is that you have to, I'm not saying cut off social media because it's become such part of our life, but you're gonna have to be a little bit more intentional. If there's pages that don't uplift you and that make you feel bad, unfollow them or mute them, right? Follow things that make you feel good, follow things that inspire you. And then also I would also suggest too, like, set those limits, like, okay, I only go on social media between 10 and 4, or I never go check my phone after a certain time, right, of the day, like, or I don't scroll on social media for more than X number of minutes, or I don't check on this app here, So like, you gotta create boundaries for social media, because otherwise, if you just allow anything that you see and everything that you just take it all in. If unless you're a really strong person, it will affect your confidence level. Even the most confident people have told me, people that are multimillionaires have said to me that they have to limit their social media because otherwise they won't they'll stop feeling good about their own goals, And so there may be goals that you have in private. But when you see other people achieving it in public, it makes you feel some type of way, and it diminishes your drive to achieve that goal. Because let's say, for example, you are believing for $1 million in your business this year, but then you go on social media and someone said they made $100 million this year in their business. And so now you feel like, man, my goal is not really that great. And so now you may not have the same momentum that you had before you saw that post. So I would definitely tell you got to be intentional about social media, because it really does, even if you don't want to admit it, subconsciously, it can affect your psyche. It can affect your brain chemistry. It can truly play with your mind. So you have to be intentional about how much you're going to scroll, how much time you're going to spend on it. Are there days where you don't check your social media? Like Sundays I don't check, or Tuesdays don't check, or whatever. Are there time limits that you give yourself? Do you follow everybody in anything? You see what I mean? So this is one of the things that will, especially when you're in a fragile place, you know, if you just went through a breakup, you just went through a miscarriage, you just went through a divorce, any type of significant life change, you just lost somebody. It's very easy for you to see something on social media that triggers you, and then it messes up your whole day. So I would tell you, if you want to work on loving yourself, if you want to work on building your confidence, be serious about your social media and don't just take everything. This is now I understand why some people tell me, well, I don't have Facebook. I'm like, really? Wow. But everybody has Facebook. Some people intentionally don't use Facebook because they don't want to be reconnected with certain people in their lives, because it reminds them of things that they haven't accomplished yet, and etc. So, you know, so like this is the reality. This is the reality. So I would tell you, be intentional about your social media, because it's really, really going to affect. I would probably say that's the biggest thing. And I've noticed a pattern where a lot of people have shared, and they have anxiety that they didn't have before. And a lot of studies have showed that it's linked to social media use. So these are my two different tips that I would tell you when it comes to, you know, your confidence. That's destroying your confidence every single day is, you know, talking to yourself first and then cutting back on on social media. So I hope that you found this helpful, informative. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. Make sure that you subscribe, leave a 5-star review if you can, and you can learn more about me on our website, www.nursechoma.com. Talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Do you want to, you know, take your life to another level? Do you want to learn something new? Do you want to grow in your career, your relationships, your life, your business? Then I want you to go to my website and check out some of the upcoming events I have. You want to go to events.nursechoma.com, and there are different events that I'm hosting, whether they are events on how to grow on your social media, events when it comes to how to build up your business, or even events for those of you in the healthcare field, such as CNA classes or prep classes, NCLEX prep, EKG classes. Go to our website right now, events.nursechoma.com, and sign up and register for one of my upcoming classes. All right, I would love to see you, and I'll see you the next time.